You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Immigrants and their supporters are calling on Congressman John Katko to support legislation for recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA. They say they want Katko to support a Clean Dream Act. Rebecca Fuentes is with United We Dream.
The federal government is proposing legislation, but it's tied on to more enforcement, a wall, and we say we don't want that. We want it clean.
The group is also asking Katko not to support the expansion of the H-2 guest worker visa program that would allow more people to come to the U.S. to work on dairy farms, but would not add any protections for their working conditions. Ali Wayne is an organizer with the Syracuse Peace Council.
It is a hypocrisy that this country continues to live with, which is that it, you know, sits down at the table and eats the food that has been produced by undocumented, exploited labor.
Fuentes and other supporters say without the act, more families will be separated. Community organizer Diana Sanchez says because of deportations, many families will not be together for the Thanksgiving holiday.
What I want to tell Katko is as he sits on the table, just think about it. Would he like to be in a place where certain family members will not be there because maybe they're deported to another faraway country? He has that power to change that, to stop separations, as if he chooses to.
Sanchez says that a Clean Dream Act will help more than 800,000 people living in the country with DACA. Katko's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.